Okay, I'd like for you to take a few minutes just to get yourself nice and comfortable and then to close your eyes down. Take a few moments just to get nice and comfortable and then close your eyes down, nice and relaxed. And just begin to let yourself zero in on the idea of just being comfortable. Because there have been many times, in many places, in many situations where you felt really comfortable. So comfortable that nothing else mattered except that comfort. And you might think of those times or places right now. And let your subconscious mind remind you of one situation where you really experienced the sense of physical and mental comfort. A really relaxing, comfortable place to just take yourself there right now, and you can recall and even experience all the sensations, the sights, the sounds, the feelings which go along with being extremely comfortable, and you can recall where you first experienced this comfortable feeling. This relaxation covering your entire body. The feeling of every single muscle in whichever part of your body just loosening. Letting go. Relaxing. Very deeply relaxed, and very likely that the part of your body that needed to relax the most will be the first part to relax. And every feeling, every nerve, every fiber within that part of your body just simply relaxes and lets go. And lets that relaxation spread out to the rest of your body. The rest of your body becoming very quiet and peaceful, not doing anything more than is absolutely necessary. And you can even wonder which direction that relaxation is going to move through your body, and whether you experience it all at once, or more like a flow of comfort peacefully moving through you. And you can be interested to discover that you don't even need to listen to me. Because what your conscious mind does now is not at all important. Your conscious mind might just want to curl up somewhere. To close down, to relax. To curl up in a nice cozy corner, to go to sleep for a while, or go as far away as it likes, a bit like you did when you were a child. Sitting in a classroom, looking out of a window to far, far away places, wondering what was happening over there. Not consciously listening to what was being said, but it didn't matter because your subconscious mind was listening to it all anyway, picking up everything that was being said, just as it's doing right now, as your subconscious mind is here with me. And it can hear me, and it can respond in its own time, in its own way, in its own comfortable way, and you can simply enjoy whatever it is that you're experiencing right now, whatever sensations. Because I wonder what your subconscious mind wants to explore right now, which doors it wants to open. Searching through all those thoughts, feelings, and memories in your mind, like little files in a filing cabinet. A data processing system. Searching through all those files that need to stay the same. Files that need to be updated. Some that need to be erased. And it's very comforting for you to discover for yourself that you really can just let go of what you don't need. Your subconscious inner mind can do this in its own time, in its own way, as you can rest even more comfortably. Beginning to explore your own capabilities that you never suspected you had. Those capabilities that have been there all the time, finding out for yourself a very deep sense of just who and what you are, and what you're capable of, doing all of these things. Perhaps you just weren't aware of them all before, but your inner mind can make them available to you right now.
Imagine, if you will, right now that you're standing in a garden that symbolizes your life, the garden of your life. and you're standing right here in the garden of your life, looking around, marveling at the beauty of all the trees and the flowers and the grass in the garden of your life. And I want you to feel the warmth of the autumn sun shining down on you. The soft, gentle breeze and the heady perfume of your favourite flowers, perhaps, your favourite scents. Notice any shrubs or bushes, any other plants, perhaps a covered archway or trellis work, maybe covered in white jasmine or honeysuckle, something very fragrant. Perhaps you can hear birds up in the trees whistling their tune to each other. Just imagine it now. Imagine it, visualize it, and experience it as clearly as you can now. Notice the gate that leads out of your garden and onto streets or fields or forests, whatever is beyond that gate. Notice it now. You can be happy right here in the garden of your life. Look around and notice here and there a dried up leaves. Notice here and there the dried up leaves that are scattered around on the ground of your garden. Some of those leaves yellow, some orange, some red. In some places, the leaves cover the ground almost like a thick carpet. In other areas, it's more sparse. Now, those dried up leaves, those crumpled up leaves, appear symbolic of all the hurts and frustrations from your life. Those crumpled, dried up leaves symbolize all the negative conditions from your past and from your present. They represent uncomfortable feelings. Feelings of inadequacy, not being good enough. Feelings of inferiority, maybe even embarrassment. Those leaves represent any rebuttals, refusals, resentments, any negative statements about yourself, whether made by yourself for yourself or by others and directed at you. All those negative statements that have affected you at any time in your life, they're all right here. In those leaves, in the garden of your life. So I want you to look over there and see a rake. Notice its long wooden handle, and that rake is propped up by a wall. And I want you to walk over to that wall and take that rake and gather together all those dried and crumpled old leaves into a heap, ready to set fire to them. And you could give names to some of those dried and crumpled old leaves. You could give them names. Some of the names might represent disagreeable people or events in your life. Some may represent subconscious wishes for failure. There may be dislikes for some people in your life, procrastinations, past negative conditioning. Some may represent laziness or apathy, lack of communication or spite. Any hatred or hurt that's held by you for anyone else, or held by anyone for you. All these negative feelings are scattered on the ground as you rake them into one big pile, ready for the fire. And whatever negative symbols those leaves mean to you, we're going to burn them out of your life forever. So when that pile is ready, I want you to set fire to those leaves. Just enjoy the destruction of all those negativities from your life. And as you do, enjoy the feeling of freedom. The feeling of being rid of all those negative influences. As you watch the flames leap up into the air, you can actually feel those negative influences from the past leaving you. Totally and completely being burnt out of your life, non-existent anymore. It's as though all those negative influences from the past are going up in flames and smoke. And if you look up there, you'll see that thick black smoke going higher and higher, and the tail end of the smoke becoming thinner until it disperses and leaves your life forever. And suddenly you are free. You are free from all past negative influences, all self-defeating beliefs, and all those things that held you back in life. You're now free to progress, to advance, to achieve whatever goals you set for yourself. You are free, and it's a wonderful feeling to be free. So much more confident and more self-assured now, much more comfortable within yourself. All past negative influences have departed from your existence, and it's as though you can really begin to live again, to make a fresh start, a healthy, positive new beginning. Continuing to live a fulfilling life, doing not only the things you have to do every day, but also the confidence to do what you really want to do. And I want you to experience right now a beautiful violet stream of light, pouring down from the blue sky like a laser beam in through the crown of your head. And that violet light symbolizes purity of thought, because now you only experience positive thoughts and feelings as far as is humanly possible. I want you to feel the light entering your brain, streaming down into the spinal column and out through every nerve, every cell, every fiber, every consciousness of your entire being. And the purity of thought and feeling touches every nerve, cell and consciousness of your being, filling you with a new healthy energy, a strong and positive energy. And you feel yourself filled with a loving acceptance of the wonderful human being that you are. And as you accept that wonderful person that you are, you find that you begin to feel differently about yourself. So much calmer, deep inside. So much more relaxed. So much more confident. And every cell in your body is bathed in love and acceptance, in a beautiful violet light. And your feelings are changing on a cellular level, even altering the chemistry of your body in a very positive way. Now autumn and winter have passed, and it's now a warm spring, sunshiny day. Out in the garden of your life, you've swept away all those negative thoughts and beliefs that you once held about yourself. And according to the laws of nature, we have to replenish what we take away. So I want you to see yourself now with a handful of special seeds. There's an area of your garden where you instinctively know that these seeds are needed to grow. The soil is already rich and fertile and ready to take those seeds. So very carefully, I want you to tenderly plant those seeds in your garden with loving care. Sprinkle over the seeds with soft, fine earth. Shower the earth lightly with fresh water to make it moist, and then just leave the rest to nature. And as time goes by, your seeds grow and grow and grow, stronger and healthier. Even while they're growing under the earth, you won't see the shoots until they begin to peep out of the soil. But you will know that those little seeds have germinated and are sprouting up. You will know because your own feelings will tell you so. From this day on, you always listen carefully to your feelings, to your inner self, that wonderful, calm, wise, and confident self.
So I'm going to count from 1 to 5 now, and then I'll say fully aware. At the count of 5, you can open those eyes and again be fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, and relaxed, starting with 1. Slowly, calmly, easily, you're beginning to return to full awareness once again. 2. Each muscle and nerve in your body is loose, limp, relaxed, feeling wonderfully good. 3. From the top of your head down to the tips of your toes, feeling perfect in every way. Physically, mentally, emotionally calm and serene. And 4. Under those eyelids, your eyes beginning to feel sparkling clear. On the next number I count, eyelids open, becoming fully aware. Feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, motivated, filling with energy. And 5, fully aware now, eyelids open, take a nice long, slow, deep breath. That's good. Welcome back.